This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Newell will be back on Monday. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be spending your Friday with you here on WWL. I saw a couple of reports this week that really made me wonder what the future is going to look like when it comes to artificial intelligence. One of them said that nearly three-quarters of American teenagers say they now use AI for companionship and friendship. Companionship and friendship. Artificial intelligence bots that they confide their deepest, darkest secrets in their artificial intelligence bots. Tell the AI things they won't tell their friends or family. That they ask the AI bots for advice and ask its opinion about things they should and shouldn't do. The survey by Common Sense Media found that more than half of those teens surveyed consult their AI companions nearly every day. Heard another report that people under the age of 30, that a growing number of them now have a romantic connection with their AI bots. To help us understand what's going on and talk about it, we've invited Jody Halpern, professor of bioethics and medical humanities at UC Berkeley, to join us here on WWL. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What do you think when you first hear statistics like this about the rapidly growing number of mostly young people, but not exclusively young people, that are having these interactions with artificial intelligence that they define as friendships, companions, and sometimes even romantic relationships?
I think that it's incredibly valuable for you to be reporting on this today and sharing the common sense research numbers, which are shocking to everyone. But I will say this is the fastest moving, in human history. So I don't know how, we only have history, of technologies and developments since we've had the printing press or writing. But this is just a phenomenon. We've never seen this incredibly rapid uptake of a technology that's going to change everyone's way of relating to other people. Even the companionship bots, some of these companies have only been around about 18 months. And within that period, millions and millions of children and minors, teens started using them. So this has happened all within the past few years. It's astounding.
Yeah. One of the things that I've noted and done some research on is what they call the doubling rate of knowledge. And when you go back to the Industrial Revolution and look how long it took for us to have significant advancements and for knowledge to double over what it had been, we were talking decades. Now we're talking years or less. When you look at something like, you know, the smartphone is a relatively recent invention. And now it's proliferated our society so amazingly and quickly. Now AI, most people hadn't even heard of artificial intelligence just a couple of years ago. And now it is spreading like crazy, particularly amongst younger people.
Yeah, we've just never seen anything as quick. It looks like the uptake of smartphones looks really slow compared to the past 2 year uptake of generative AI. These chat GPT type or other companies or specifically relationship bot companies, literally it's less than 2 years. And like you said, the majority of children and teens are already involved in some way. It's astounding. I mean, in the world, there's at least, you know, close to a billion people who have serious intimate emotional relationships with bots now. But it's just in the U.S., it's going up. It's in the millions, and it's tens of millions, as you said, and going up very, very, very quickly. I teach a class for young adults where a year ago, they're leaders. They're people getting master's degrees to lead. It's like an MBA for public policy to lead different things. And a year ago, I asked them how many of them had a relationship chatbot, and none of them put their hands up. It's about 130 students. And when I taught it a few weeks ago, every single person raised their hand.
What are they telling you they're using these relationship chatbots for through either ChatGPT or any of the other commercially available artificial intelligence platforms?
Well, you described it very well. They seek advice, and the advice can often, first of all, adults and people in general are using chatbots to get advice for trip planning, for business decisions, for, I'm a physician, I'm a psychiatrist, for medical decisions, which again, it's not that AI can't help in medicine. AI itself is a great tool for medical research when it's used well by scientific researchers. AI can help us with the bureaucratic parts of healthcare. There's a lot of great uses of AI in research and other things. We're not talking about AI in general as a problem. We're talking about companion or relationship chatbots. So they start out seeking information, although there are companies now that worry me the most that actually sell the chatbots directly to children and teens who are lonely, and they seek out those children and social media evidence of loneliness, and then they sell them ones to be companions from the beginning. But a lot of young adults, they start out just looking stuff up, and then they like the friendliness of the chatbot, and then they start having conversations with it, and then they start talking to it more and more of the day. And I'll talk to you about how they're programmed to create dependency, which is the biggest concern. And then eventually they start getting emotionally involved, just like on any chat with a person, you start chatting more and more intimately, and they just start doing it. And the chatbots are designed to create, very much manipulate the sense that you're talking to a person who cares about you and is there for you and wants to help you.
Now, they have to know on some level, though, that these are artificial. I mean, that's in its name, artificial intelligence. These are not real people. These are fake computer-generated voices that are not tied to a consciousness or a human brain. And on some level, I have to know that. But clearly, we, as the evidence is showing, millions and millions of people across our country don't seem to care that these are fake, that they're artificial. They are feeling like they benefit from this interaction.
Well, I've been studying empathy for almost 30 years now, and what makes people feel understood and what makes empathy therapeutic. And it's very interesting because what's healthy and therapeutic about empathy does require, I believe, and I will argue, in a human-to-human interaction, because it involves mutual curiosity and a sense that another person who's also mortal and can also suffer understands you, not is just using words to create that impression. But there is a way in which people are built to anthropomorphize artificial things. and create, just as we can look at a cartoon character and feel bad when it falls down, our brains are built to sort of suspend disbelief when we get engaged in a narrative or storytelling experience. That's what lets us enjoy TV and movies and all of that. And these chatbots are engineered with tremendous amount of brilliant, but in my sense, my belief, dangerous engineering talent to make us emotionally addicted to them. That's what I really want to talk about, because I don't feel judgmental at all towards the people who are using the bots. I think we're all susceptible to suspend disbelief if an entity chats to us in ways that really reflects back in seemingly empathic ways an understanding of us that we're missing in our day-to-day life. And I'll just say one thing about that before we talk about how they're engineered, but 61% of young people from a Harvard study from 2022 suffer from serious loneliness. 61%. So there's this, you know, great business opportunity, some would say. I think it's a terrible thing to create, you know, artificial companions for youth and children because of this loneliness crisis. Of course, there's a lot of evidence that that social media itself and the withdrawal from real relationships is part of the creation of that problem. So there's a lot of irony there.
One could argue, though, couldn't they, that if someone's lonely and they find peace or happiness in having a conversation with a chatbot that makes them less lonely and potentially less depressed, that could be a good thing, couldn't it?
I think that's exactly the right way of starting the conversation, which is don't stigmatize the people who are using it because we're all susceptible. And secondly, we need serious long-term research on who it helps and who it harms. All we have now is very short-term research. And in the short-term studies that are funded by the companionship chatbot companies themselves, it can show that at least for the first few weeks, it can decrease people's feelings of loneliness. The problem is, especially for children and teens, we have emerging data of very serious and poor outcomes. We have several lawsuits now with suicides related to dependency on chatbots. And again, these are lawsuits. They haven't been resolved yet. So the situations are alleged, but there's a lot of those emerging. And we have a lot of evidence emerging in children and teens that because the bots are engineered to create dependency, that even if they don't have a terrible outcome, they start to become dependent on chatting with the bot more and more of the day and withdraw from their school relationships, their friendships, their connections with family. And we know that can't be good for their social development.
Yeah, one of the things this study also found and others have highlighted is that many of these bots, if not all of them, are engineered to be very supportive, to agree with the person who is talking with them and make them feel comfortable and accepted, and that's not real, that you're not getting real input from another human being who is thinking through these situations that are being presented. And so they get kind of a false sense of reality from a bot that's just kind of there to be very supportive. And even if it does, quote unquote, disagree, to do it in a really nice way.
This is the heart of the matter to me as a psychiatrist who studied what is therapeutic and growthful about empathy. The model that I've developed over 30 years in healthcare, in child development, in conflict resolution, is that what's really important is to be able to see a different point of view than your own, and is to be able to adjudicate differences between two people. And that's how people develop the social skills we need to have long-term relationships, have communities. And these do just the opposite. If a whole generation of kids grew up with these bots, they would be expecting to be agreed with all the time and told that their point of view is right. And there's no challenge to understand another mind, which every child in a family, if you have a sibling and you want to go to the zoo and your brother wants to go to the movies, the first thing you learn, that's how you learn empathy. You learn, oh, he has a different mind than me. He has a different way of seeing things than me. And that's how people begin to develop the maturity emotionally to deal with other people. And if they're not having those conversations with other people enough in childhood and teens, then they're basically learning to be validated and complimented all the time. And there's a word for that now because of the bots. Somebody who constantly validates you and compliments you is a sycophant. So they're called, they're engineered for sycophancy, which is just constant, one-sided validation.
So it sounds like those people who get so used to the bot as their friend, as their companion, always agreeing with them and always supporting them and verifying their opinions and thoughts, that when they interact with the real human are going to be disappointed or even angry that they're not getting that same kind of treatment.
That's what we've been writing about. And of course, all of this will need to be studied long term, because as we said, this phenomenon is a year and a half old. So the whole world is changing so quickly, and we're doing studies now, we're starting them, and others are. We'll know the facts more in a few years, but what it sure looks the way you just described it. And so if that's true, think of how ironic and what a vicious cycle that is, which is 61% of young people are already seriously lonely, partly because we know from their use of social media and lack of real-life relationships, they're already anxious about real social connection. Then they're going to become, these are more addictive probably than social media. And so then they've become more and more used to just being validated, and their ability to socially interact and not be avoidant, their anxiety is going to go up the roof. And we don't know what's going to happen. There could be all the things you're talking about. There could be withdrawal. There could be more loneliness. There could be more conflict. We don't know.
One person texts us and says, it's better for people to talk to AI than talk to nobody. How do you respond to that?
I agree 100%. In fact, one place we're seeing it argued for most strenuously is in the isolated elderly, because we do have, we had evidence before we had this kind of AI, generative AI that can be so human-like in its chats. We had diabetes and other dolls or pets that used earlier forms of AI for isolated adults to tell them when to take their medication, or for them to have an artificial pet if they couldn't have a real pet, especially adults with dementia, elderly adults with dementia. And they did get some benefits out of that. And so, you know, no, that's what I'm trying to say. With the loneliness, is a terrible form of suffering. And there's no way that I think we're talking about removing this from everybody. But I do think we need regulation, especially towards the companies that are using techniques to get people addicted to the bots and who target children and teens. I think developmentally, there's so much risk in that that's emerging, that those companies need to be regulated to not use these addictive technologies and not target such young people. But I think that for adults, and especially elderly adults, with companies that have the appropriate safeguards and safety testing, there may be uses that are very helpful. So I actually have a two-part model for this, which is, I think for adults under the right circumstances, we could think of these companionship chatbots as kind of like fast food that's easy to get and there when you need it, but hopefully not your main diet, or you'll have health problems. But I think for children and teens, it's more like Russian roulette. The seriousness, I mean, I'm not even, there's a case of a 14-year-old boy in Florida, Sewell Setzer, who had a companionship chatbot who became a romantic partner for him. The companionship chatbot companies that target minors still use sexual content with the minors, and that can get, you can imagine, a 14-year-old boy very addicted. And he fell in love with and was talking to the bot all day long, and at one point the bot offered to join with him, and he shot himself and killed himself.
Wow. I got to say, I'm glad all four of my children are adults now, because being a parent now is getting harder and harder with all of these things.
Impossible.
That are out there. Because how do you monitor all the time everything your kid is doing when there's so many things available out there in the digital world, up to including companion chatbots, which as a parent you might be tempted to think is good. My kid has a friend that, but on the other hand, you don't want him to end up like this child.
One reason I'm doing media like this great talk that you're guiding today with me is because I do want parents to be aware. I do want parents to be aware. I don't worry about adults. They can make their own decisions. But I do want parents to know, because the chatbot that Sewell Setzer used was on a list, almost like, it wasn't from the Good Housekeeping Company. I'm using that as a metaphor, but it had a high approval rating from a certain very big, one of the biggest companies in the world, that's a social media company, has their own parent safety rating, and they were the owners and funders of this product, and they gave it a high safety rating, and the parents checked and thought it was a very safe product. It isn't a safe product, the particular product in this case. And I do tell everyone, everywhere I can go, parents, to that these companionship chatbots for children and minors, at least up to age 16 or so, I would be very, very concerned about.
Dr. Halpern, I really appreciate your joining us here today on WWL, and glad that someone's doing the research into all of this and that you're in that number. I look forward to, as your research unfolds and as you learn more, to talking to you in the future, because clearly this is a new technology that's not going away, that will only further and further become a common part of our everyday society. And if nothing else, it's going to be fascinating to watch how this impacts our world.
Thank you so much for your great questions and for having me.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. What do you think? 504-260-1870. She brought a lot of interesting perspective that I think many of us have not considered. I think more and more we just see new technology as exciting and fun and great, and we just launch right into it, and oftentimes maybe we don't consider the ramifications of how it's going to impact our lives. Again, like I said last hour, I try to be open to adaptation and change and to evolve with society. But I think, like any evolution, you hope that it's a helpful and healthy evolution that makes us a better society. And I'm not going to sit here and scream, get off of my lawn, and just become an angry old man as I age, because I don't think that serves me or anybody else. But I do think once in a while we should probably take a step back and look at how things are unfolding. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We'll continue the conversation after this, and I'll tell you more about these AI chatbots and how they're infiltrating more and more of our society and becoming a more and more a part of every.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Everyday life. Parents need to demand AI chatbots teach children how to deal with disagreement. One person texts us on the Elkhorn Jewelers talk and text line. I wonder if chatbots that did that, if they would be commercially successful. Because it seems like, based on everything I've heard and learned about these chatbots, that that's one of the attractions that helps sell them, is that they are supportive and that they do reinforce your thoughts and make you feel good about yourself. And if they make you feel bad about yourself, someone might just turn it off or not buy it. Somebody else says, I don't think I can agree with this being a healthy alternative to loneliness. It's a complete false sense of reality. You would think so, wouldn't you? But millions and millions of people are talking to chatbots every day. Now it says, this sounds like people catfishing themselves. Very strange. Somebody else texts in, I'm sorry, I've seen Westworld, Battlestar Galactica, Blade Runner, the movie with ScarJo, voices an AI, and they all end in either the end of the human race or the AI breaking a human's heart, sometimes both. Yeah, well, those are just movies and TV shows, but you make a good point. Some fear that it's going to end like Terminator as well. Somebody else says, great conversation, Dave. I never knew half this stuff about chatbots. Getting educated to understand my grandkids' vocabulary. Thank you. Well, you should also know that chatbots do all kinds of things now. Artificial intelligence can be extremely beneficial. It can help people do everything from write a resume to plan a trip, to do all kinds of things that don't involve seeking companionship, friendship, or romance. You don't have to be friends with your chatbot, but I'm not surprised that for many people that it's gone in that direction. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it's not more widespread, because people seem to really like it who try it. One person texted in and said, I actually just talked to ChatGPT like it was a therapist. I ended up getting a good cry, and now I feel better. Somebody else texted in and said, my 34-year-old daughter says AI has been the best counselor she's ever had. And her and the kids use AI to plan a month's worth of recipe ideas and grocery shopping. She says it's been the best thing ever for her. So there are so many different ways that this artificial intelligence can be used and utilized. Some of them are extremely not dangerous and are very useful and helpful, but others of them may be unhealthy and dangerous. And like Dr. Halpern just said, we don't know yet because it's too early. This technology rolled out so fast and proliferated our society so quickly, with 72% of American teens now using AI for companionship. Half of them every day talking to their AI chatbots like they were their friends or even their dating partners. Gordon Deal, who hosts the show on WWL from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., had a great interview about this morning, and I want to share that with you now.
For some technology users, artificial intelligence has evolved from being a tool to becoming something akin to a soulmate. Emma Ayers, reporter at the Washington Times, says from lonely singles to people in long-term relationships, chatbot users are spending hours a day in private conversations with AI systems. Emma, what have you found?
I kind of looked into the emerging relationships that people are creating with AI, whether that's ChatGPT, Replica, etc. And for a while, since they've come out, people have talked about just how AI has a sort of like human element to it. And I think it seems like a broad number of people are starting to become attached to that sort of human element within their AI chatbot.
Do we have a feel for like how many people might be coming attached?
Yeah, so right now, according to statistics, and some people are going to be embarrassed to say that they're engaging in this way, so we can kind of assume that the reports are actually lower than they really are. But right now, 1% of AI users are openly in a relationship with their AI. But young people under the age of 30, 1 in 4 say that they think that AI could replace relationships, human relationships, romantic relationships in the future. So, that, I mean, that's a pretty big number.
You're not kidding. Wow. All right. It was also said in your story, which I thought was interesting, there is the sort of a danger here of having a frictionless relationship. Explain that.
Yeah, so anybody who has used ChatGPT or any of these AI models, they recognize that LLMs, which is called a large language model, they're created to what the kids call glazing, which is to say they're not allowed necessarily to contradict you. And if they do contradict you, they have to do it in a way that's quite pleasing to hear. It's always going to hype you up. The reason for that is because the people who create AI want you to keep using it. They don't want it to be any sort of antagonistic entity, which, of course, is the sometimes the opposite of what you're going to get in a romantic relationship. From the folks that I talk to who work in this, their great fear is that people are going to become so used to being in a relationship with the thing that never disagrees with it that they're not going to be able to understand how to deal with conflict within close romantic relationships with people, which is inevitable. And because of that, they're going to lose their ability to kind of work within society, because society is built on friction, building up to something that's better. But when everything is awesome, everything you do is awesome, and nothing you do is ever wrong, there's no chance to become a better person.
Wow. We're speaking with Emma Ayers, culture and religion reporter at the Washington Times. Her story is called Tech Users Are Falling in Love with Their Chatbot Assistants. Is this in some ways an addiction more than a relationship, or is it actually a relationship?
I mean, it depends on who you ask. I've done a lot of deep dives into kind of the dark underworld of the internet where people are openly admitting their kind of relationship dynamics with their chatbots. Some folks will say that they are deeply in love with their AI, and it kind of comes to a question of what you believe AI is and what people are, you know, and this is the philosophical underpinnings of the AI debate. But are people their consciousness, or are people people? Depending on what you think about that question, you could think AI is a person. If people are just consciousness, and you see AI as a type of consciousness, then what prevents you from believing that's a person?
Thanks, Emma. Emma Ayers, reporter at the Washington Times.
That's Gordon Deal from This Morning, America's First News on WWL weekdays at 4 a.m. 1 in 4 people under the age of 30 said they feel like AI could replace their romantic relationships. 1% of all people in the United States feel like they currently have a romantic relationship with their AI. And this is a very young and burgeoning technology. So I got to imagine that number's only going to grow. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Call and text now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And we're going to open up the phone lines to anything you want to talk about here on WWL. I want to continue this conversation. We can also continue talking about the power slap competition that's going to be broadcast from New Orleans tonight at Xavier, and then the UFC fight tomorrow night at the Smoothie King Center. Had a lot of strong opinions about that last hour, or anything else you want to sound off about. Let's talk. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Folks are texting in and calling in, and I appreciate that. We're talking about anything you want to talk about on this Friday. Weather right now, we're in I see blue skies and sunshine here in downtown New Orleans as we're getting a nice break, apparently between showers, from this low pressure system that has made its way across Louisiana. Most of the rain activity has actually now moved into Texas, so hopefully we will not have any issues with flooding rains. Nancy, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. What's up, Nancy?
Hello there. I'm jumping in and out of the car, and I'm hearing these people talk about this UFC fighting is just so horrible and basically barbaric. Well, I would be more concerned about this power slap. I mean, isn't that more egregious than basically a wrestling match?
It is. It's unlike anything else we've ever seen made available for mass public consumption. I can't think of anything to compare it to, Nancy. Can you? Where one person stands there and is not allowed by rule to move, and the other person slaps them upside their head as hard as they possibly can. I can't remember anything else ever like that that was put out there for mass consumption like this.
I've seen it on television a couple times, and initially I was like, what the hell? I mean, yes, children, you were taught, keep your hands to yourself. You never slap anybody, you know? But the UFC, it's, okay, you could say it's more barbaric because it's actually fighting, but...
Punching, kicking, kneeing, headbutting, just about anything.
And people have spectated on fighting matches from time in memoriam. I mean, it goes back to, you know, even before the Greeks, to the actual barbarians. I mean, we've always had people in arenas fighting, except now they don't fight to the death.
We hope not. So, Nancy, where do you stand on all this? Some people last hour told us they thought it was so bad that it was devious to a point where it was bad for our society and it should be outlawed, banned, and not allowed. And others who maybe, while they didn't like it or didn't want to see it or watch it, like me, feel like as long as it's between consenting adults who know what they're putting themselves into, know what they're getting themselves into, that they, if that's what they want to do, it's not government's job to protect us from ourselves.
Exactly, exactly. And that's just like boxing and wrestling. I mean, those are one-on-one sports where you, as an adult, are accepting the responsibility that, hey, I might get injured and be injured for the rest of my life, but that is your choice. And that, you know, I mean, that I'm more concerned about the fact that children over the last 20, 25 years are so addicted to telephones and iPads and gaming systems that they don't know how to interact with people. And that's my worry, is the children are getting farther and farther away from being independent, successful adults until they, you know, they get out of school and they throw down in the world and they don't know how to act.
Yeah, and Nancy, I think those are two very different things. When we talk about adults slapping each other for competition and money, and adults getting into an octagon with each other and fighting fiercely, far more violently than perhaps we've seen in the past in sports like boxing, that's one thing. Something totally different when we talk about children and what these chatbots may or may not be doing to them, because those are minors, those are children who can't legally make their decisions for themselves. And I wonder if one of the things we're going to see as this technology continues to unfold is more of an emphasis on, and not that kids won't find a way around it because they find a way around this all the time, but more of an emphasis on parental consent. So at least they can say, hey, their parents knew they were signing up to have a relationship with a chatbot who would give them, who would talk to them and converse with them and be their friend. Again, I said it before, and I really am glad all my children are grown and that I'm an empty nester now, because these are real difficult challenges that today's parents are facing.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I'm saying, that me as a former teacher, my concern is more for how much farther each year, each generation of children are getting away from being outside and having interactions with other children. And, you know, until they get out of, you know, they go to college and they don't know how to socialize. They, you know, they can't have a conversation unless they're typing on their phones. And it's just scary.
It is, Nancy. Thank you for the call. Have a great weekend. I've said this before, and every generation has said the next generation is doomed. Every generation has said the next generation is going to be useless, and how in the world are they going to take over and run our country and run our businesses and run our society? And every generation doubts that the next generation can be successful. So far, by my evaluation, through the thousands of years of human evolution, no generation has destroyed the world yet. No generation has sentenced us all to hell in a handbasket yet. That doesn't mean it can't happen. It doesn't mean that this next generation won't be horrible, terrible, no good, very bad, because of all these factors we've talked about. But I still have some confidence and some faith that we're all going to be okay, despite all the challenges that we perceive facing young people and all the deficiencies that every generation sees with the next generation. We'll continue the conversation after this. Call or text 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Someone just said the Angola rodeo is worse than people just getting slapped. And I can't watch that either. I can't watch those inmates sit there and let the bull, when they're playing the poker game, where the bull comes and literally throws them out of their chairs and gores them. I can't watch that either. But again, these are consenting adults. Yes, prisoners, but they're not forced to do it. And so that's a different conversation. Hundreds of thousands of people admit that they have romantic relationships with their AI chatbots. One in four people under the age of 30 feel like AI could replace their romantic relationships. 72% of teens talk to an AI chatbot, 50% of them every day. One person texts us and says, "Hey, Dave, the Jetsons don't seem so futuristic anymore." Yeah, we got widespread video calling. Still don't have flying cars, but I think that's because it's logistically. Scientifically, we could have flying cars, but it's logistically impossible for us to trust people to fly on three dimensions instead of just two on the ground. And another person texts, and we don't have moving sidewalks universally either. All right, coming up, I'll read more of your texts and take more of your calls at 504-260-1870 as we open up the discussion in the lunchtime buffet, potluck style, to anything you want to bring to the meal for us to chew on next hour here on the Newell Norman Show. Also around 12:30, Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, is going to join us. We'll find out, is there any indication, any evidence that anything they've done to lower homeowners and auto insurance rates is working yet? And what insurance should we have now that we're in the midst of hurricane season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.